possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
What a lovely thought, Tyler Farengold. He had some Christmas suckage himself on the other side of the glass. We tried to bring you Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, but then the board just went, there was a glitch in the matrix. It just apparently our board got run over by a reindeer and he couldn't find it. But you found it now and you brought us that lovely holiday thought of kiss my ass. That's great. That's what Bears fans are saying to the Lucky Sperm Club owners of the Bears and all the malfeasance, malpractice, misguided people who want to do the right thing and have no idea how to do it. And here's a man who's chronicled that. Welcome and welcome back to this, a very suckage Christmas, as it turns out, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Go to the guest hotline, and the guest hotline is presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Welcome back to the show from the Sun-Times, Mark Potash, who has chronicled this in so many ways and does again in his First and Ten, a must-read every week of, you actually gave Bears fans a reason for hope because of the so many ways you cited that good teams have gone about this coaching, GM, quarterback thing. You actually presented some reason for hope. Was that intentional or just a happy byproduct of the way you cobbled this together?
Well, come on, Steve. It's Christmas.
Yeah. This is the one
old
present.
School. I'm thinking, wow, people are getting up in the morning reading their paper, you know, not just getting it the day before. And, not going to read the same old stuff about the Bears. Just, you know, let's be nice for a day. So, it kind of worked out that way. But I just thought it was interesting to look and see just the theme was, well, how do the good teams do it? Or how do the teams that get it right do it? And when you look at it, especially the Lions are a great example. I've used that all year. I mean, the Lions are just as dysfunctional as a Bear, almost as dysfunctional as a Bear, but certainly historically more, even worse than the Bears. They haven't won an NFL championship since 57. They've won one playoff game since then. I mean, and they got it right with the same exact, almost the same exact process, concurrent GM coach searches, and they ended up with Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, and they're looking great, at least for now. They're looking really good. So if they can get it right, then the Bears can't. And I always hate for just to pick that one outlier, but when you look at other teams, they also kind of went a little bit different way and did some kind of crazy things like, you know, the 49ers picking up Lynch as their GM, a Bears-like choice, you know, a guy basically for, you know, a former player, but from the booth before they had actually hired Kyle Shanahan. So things like that, you know, the Chiefs fired their GM and did the same thing, and basically the owner who had not had much luck had some luck. So I guess what I'm saying is, my point is, if a serious point is, that, you know, it can happen, and it's not just not as much of an outlier. Getting it right is not as much of an outlier as you think. So I don't trust the Bears' judgment in and of itself to get this right, but you can fall into it, especially when you have a quarterback who can attract the best candidate. And I think that's probably again, I hate to keep leaning on Caleb Williams because he's not quite as he's not there yet. But that is kind of their best hope, and I think provides some actual real hope that they can get this right.
He's the real attraction. He's the reason you'd want to come here. There's some talent here. There's far more dysfunction in the front office, I think, than there is talent on the football field. Because I think when you have a president who seems to have an ego that is, that like a gas, it fills all corners of the room, and he publicly emasculated his general manager, and you have a history of the ownership that is really the Lucky Sperm Club. We're starting a museum, by the way, Mark, a Lucky Sperm Club museum, and we're putting in various artifacts and various exhibits from the McCaskies, especially the tape of George McCaskey saying his mom, Virginia's, yeah, she's pissed off. I don't know if you'd have any suggestions for what else we could contribute to that Lucky Sperm Club museum. But one of the things Ben Johnson mentioned, or has let it be known to people, is that he doesn't want just looking at the roster to make his decision, but a strong ownership, a consistent ownership, a foundation of proper ownership. What do you think that would do to color his decision with the Bears?
I think that'll be really interesting, because you never know how people think. You know, when these guys get a chance to be a head coach, I don't think they really look at the history of that, or they, if they do, they think they're going to be the guy who's going to change it, kind of like Ryan Poles says. And so I think that's going to be really interesting, because he's going to have a lot of options, Ben Johnson. And if he takes a real hard look at what it is, you know, kind of the theme, one of the themes that become, you know, gone from being kind of a flippant a joke to reality, is that everybody who steps foot in that building becomes a lesser version of themselves. And it'll be interesting to see if he says why, if he wonders why is this happening. He's a young guy. It'll be interesting to see. And if he does that, you know, you either think you're going to be the guy to change it, and I could see him convincing himself, because you got the quarterback, you've actually got some really good talent on this team. This isn't like a rebuild, so I could see it going that way. But I think that's a really important factor. Will the guy look at ownership and ownership's responsibility in the club, in the team not being very good? And also, what are the other options? I'll be honest, off the top of my head, I can't really think. I know there are obviously other teams looking for coaches now, the Saints and stuff. So I think that will be interesting. But I guess I'm not convinced that any candidate will look at it as objectively as we do. Let's put it that way.
I don't know that I look at it objectively. I feel kind of jaded, because it's the same. We're seeing the same cycle repeated. The cycle that Ryan Pohl said he was brought in to break, with the leftover coach and the rookie quarterback and the team president and them jamming coaches down their throats. And it's the worst. As you say, they become lesser versions of themselves. But the worst case scenario is they repeat it when they think it's like the Stockholm syndrome. They repeat what they've become a prisoner of, and they say they're not going to, and here they are doing it again. So a new coach would come in, and he would find a quarterback somewhat battered, certainly, that he doesn't, he sounds smarter, sounds a little more grown up, but he doesn't sound like the guy looking to make history the way Caleb Williams came in talking at the beginning of the year. But I still think that talent is really attractive. The question people brought up, and I'll put it to you, have you seen this losing streak, this bad offensive line. He hasn't thrown an interception, but have you seen an erosion of habits, bad behavior, things that somebody would have to come in and fix where they ordinarily wouldn't have had to do it last year or the start of this year?
I'm not sure. I guess if the question is, he kind of being beaten down? Are they ruining the quarterback, I guess, right? Is that kind of the issue?
Ultimately, that's where we're getting, but this is sort of one of the steps to that.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I think just from the beginning, the mystifying thing has been like the lack of accuracy that he really prides himself on. That's a red flag to me. But that goes back to Shane Waldron, you know, and the offense that was installed earlier this season. So I see that as an issue. Is he a different quarterback? I don't think so. I think he's proven that he's not quite the instinctive it factor quarterback that people hoped he would be. You know, that Mahomes guy who just, you know, everything goes right around him. I think we saw that. Again, I point out, you know, the sack he took in overtime against the Vikings and the play that got Eberflus fired when he, you know, didn't really respond to the urgency. He needs a lot more help than maybe some people might have thought, or I might have thought. So I think he's that. But do I think he's? I don't know. I don't know if the Bears are actually wearing him down, and I don't think he's at the point where, you know, nothing can help him, or somebody, or a quarterback, or a coach who comes in here can't fix whatever needs to be fixed. But I don't know if it's fixing as much as just developing. I think that he's still at such an early stage in his career. I think that's what he needs. You know, the only question is, you know, will they find the coach who can do that? And, you know, that's always a big question.
Mark Potash is my guest, covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. We're talking Bears football. Bears play the Seahawks tomorrow at Soldier Field. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mark, the job audition for Thomas Brown, he's worse. His teams are worse. His teams start worse than Matt Eberflus's did. This is not the job audition he or anyone expected, frankly.
It's so typical. It's so typical. It's so typical how narratives
right to your theory.
They don't just kind of wither. They just fall flat right immediately. You know, yes. They just drop. And I'm joking about that, but it is funny how, like, one of the reasons I think he, you know, usually teams go with like a position coach or the special teams coordinator, somebody where you won't be affecting the offense or defense. So to go to an offensive coordinator, that I thought was a big move, and I think I thought an indication that they thought that this impact he had, this aura that Thomas Brown had with the offense, would carry over, and wanted to see it. And I don't blame them. I wrote about that too. I thought that was a very, you know, he does have a Tomlin-like presence. He's not Mike Tomlin, but he does have that kind of presence, a very forward guy, and they were curious about that, and that's fine. I'm fine with that. But what's funny is how quickly it just died from the very beginning, down 24-0 against the 49ers, a team showing no spark. Like I say, it's as if Eberflus has never left, and that's just so. My only comment is that's just typical of the way the Bears have gone and the way the season has gone. So yeah, that's at least you know something. At least there won't be fool's gold. Because one of the things in my, you know, just looking back at that story, like for 1st and 10, when you look at the Chiefs, one of the reasons they were able to get Andy Reid is because Romeo Crennel was an interim coach, beat the undefeated Packers and the playoff team of the Broncos and kind of goaded them into hiring him as the coach for the next year. They went 2-14, and that set them up from an okay coaching cycle they missed into one with Andy Reid was available. And that's what got it started. So it saved the Bears maybe fool's gold and thinking he was something that he wasn't. So at least they got their decision pretty quickly. Now they can move on. But yeah, I feel bad for Thomas Brown. It was a good opportunity for him, but boy, it's just uncanny how it just that fell flat just from the moment it started.
The other name we've heard more prominently as Ben Johnson is Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel went to the playoffs 3 straight years in Tennessee, which hasn't been done here since Ditka. And yet Mike Vrabel lost 18 of his last 24 games in Tennessee. I don't know, you know, whether we're,
which one do you think they'll get? Which version of Mike Vrabel do you think the Bears will get, Steve?
I think you know, your theory is right.
Toss-up question for anybody on our panel.
Yeah, that's right. So knowing that, well, they don't know that. Only you and I know that. It's your theory, and you're right. They'll become the lesser version of themselves. So what would they turn Vince Lombardi into? I guess what he was in Washington.
Phil Bengston?
Yeah, there you go. So what which Mike Vrabel, your leader of men and all, and I really hate that phrase, leader of men. I want somebody who's football savvy. You need to command a room. I get that. And if that's code for leader of men, okay, I can deal with that. But it's become the new collaboration. It's become the new embarrassing word that the Bears are spouting, at least for my sensibilities. I don't know how you see that or what you hear, so share with the class.
Yeah, I thought collaboration was a little tiring, but I thought that was less real. I think leadership is an issue. I don't want to phrase it as leader of men or whatever, but I think this team is yearning for leader. I think they want leader. I think they need leader. I think one of the issues this team has is they have a bunch of good guys, but they don't have any leaders. And I think they do need leadership, and not just leadership by being a good player. They need leadership by actually having guys who deserve to have the C on their sweater, and so I do think I think this team desperately needs leadership from not only from the coaching staff but from within. So I think that's going to be a huge that'll be a huge question and factor for Ryan Poles this offseason. What about the makeup of this team? You got a bunch of good guys, but do you have enough leaders, guys who compel other players to play well and not make the same mistakes, which is the reason why they've lost 9 games and have not responded from one bad play, you know, a historic bad play, but one bad play never recovered. So my point is, yeah, I think leadership is important, and that's why a guy like Mike Vrabel is very enticing, but that's the issue the Bears have, and we've written about this many times too, is that they need to kind of find a leader of men, but also they need to find an offensive guru a quarterback whisperer who is also a leader of men, and it's very hard to find that because the quarterback guys who are good, like, you know, LaFleur and Shanahan, McVay, you know, they're good because they're leaders of the whole team, but mainly because their offenses work. And so it's hard to tell what dynamic it is that makes that happen, but that's really what you need is not just a Mike Vrabel. You need, like, the offensive version of Mike Vrabel, and I think that's a very hard thing for anyone to discern, but especially at Hal's Hall.
So,
to answer your question, I'm not poo-pooing the whole leader of men thing. That might be the cliche thing, but the leadership thing I think is a huge factor. I think this team just absolutely needs – I think this team has an entirely wrong vision of what leadership is. They think it's just guys being good and people will – and follow that, and I don't buy that. I don't think that's – I think this team is proving that that's not a winning formula because the Bears have good guys. They just don't have leaders.
So using the Chiefs as an example, they hired – Andy Reid and the Bears would go on to hire, that was a Mark Trestman cycle, right? Wasn't that it?
Yes.
So there you go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. So
yeah, the Chiefs took 4 days to hire Andy Reid, and the Bears took 16 to find Mark Trestman.
And boy, wasn't that worth it.
That's not where it all started. It all started the day Muggs Hallis died, actually, if you go back.
But
that's where it really kind of kicked into gear, this whole Bears dysfunction.
So then if that's the case... If leadership is valued by, and I watched Andy Reid and I've seen what Sean Payton has done in Denver with a rookie quarterback, and I'm not going to go the John Gruden route, but there's a guy, the Bears love their history. Ron Rivera was a member of the last team. It's been over 14,000 days since the Bears won a Super Bowl, and Ron Rivera is part of that team. He's been a head coach, and he certainly has presence. I don't know if that's even going to be a threat, but is that someplace you think the McCaskies and that ownership would go?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if they'd go there, but man, as much as I love Ron Rivera, I just don't think the timing is right or just the Bears need. I just don't think that would go over well. Who knows whether it would work or not? You know, you give a guy like Ron Rivera a good quarterback, and he find you know obviously he could finds the right offensive coordinator. But that's more I don't know. I just feel like that's grasping for straws. I just don't think that would go over very well. I think they need more than that, or just something you know. Just I don't know. They just need more, I guess. I don't know, as much as I like Bears history, and I can't say no, it would not work. I just don't think that's lower on my list of options for the Bears. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well,
Mark, but if the question is, would the Bears do that? Oh yes, the Bears would hire Mike Singletary. You know, I mean, you know, they would do. You know, they would do. They could do just about anything at this point. That's why it's so hard to tell, to predict what's going to happen here. I guess the only good thing is we don't have to like worry if the coach is going to get fired in the last 2 weeks. We already know that, so they've done that part right, I guess. But I as far as who they get, a guy like Ron Rivera. I can't say it wouldn't work, but I just don't know. I know. A, it wouldn't go over well, and because there's so many better options at the quarterback, gives you an opportunity to get like a Ben Johnson, the hot guy. Whether he's the right guy, who knows? But anyway, I guess, like I said, that would be lower on my list.
All right. Well, I appreciate the thought. And
is that your guy? Is that your guy?
No. I love Chico. Score alum, yeah. Chico.
He's a girl. Ron Rivera is one of the best guys we've ever yes. dealt with. Yeah. And you know, obviously a really good player and a really good coach, but not the slam dunk I think the Bears need, or they have an opportunity to get a better shot. Let's put it that way.
All right.
With like a Ben Johnson.
All right. Well,
but you don't know because, look, I always say everybody wanted – Brian Daboll was Ben Johnson just a little bit further away from Chicago at this time 3 years ago, and look how that turned out. So, he'll be lucky to survive his third season in New York. So that's not a sure thing either. You just don't know if the dynamic is right, with a worse offensive line and just a different quarterback or whatever. So there's who knows what the right answer is. I don't think anybody does.
Well, then, let's just have good luck, because at least we can depend on those. So good luck and good luck.
Always, yes.
All right.
It's a good thought. It's a good thought to end with.
Mark,
and Christmas and Hanukkah.
Thanks for your time today. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Mark Potash of the Sun-Times covers the Bears. Love him as a guest. Love talking football with him, Mark Scott. And I love it. Everybody, his theory is right. Everybody comes into Hallis Hall, becomes a lesser version of themselves. So who's next? We take a break here, and we come back. We'll continue talking Bears, and we'll talk a little Sammy Sosa, the reconciliation, the Christmas present for Cubs fans, for Sammy and the Ricketts family, and we'll get some thoughts on that from John Greenberg, senior columnist for The Athletic. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Thank you for listening. Happy holidays to you. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
There are many.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window
so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dentists who actually reached out to my agent and made themselves available to make drills for me.
Wow.
And then my personal dentist in West Michigan in Holland emailed me and said, I've got a Christmas present coming.
Kirk Cousins talking about his grills. Wow. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all in the great Score audience. I'm Steve Rosenblum. A very suckage Christmas for you. Welcome in, welcome back. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Going back to the guest hotline, and the guest hotline is presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Welcoming back to the show from The Athletic, senior columnist, editor, senior everything. He's looking more and more and sounding more and more senior. He's John Greenberg. John, thanks for taking time this morning.
I do feel pretty senior. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It happens to everybody. So here's what John's been doing, ladies and gentlemen. I'll share with the class. The Bears get kicked in the rocks, and he goes into the other locker room and talks to players, the team that did the rock kicking, and he finds out why their latest candidate for Bears coach should be the Bears coach. And share with the class some of the things you've come across and the conclusions you've come to, John.
Well, yeah, I came up with this in Minnesota because I was like, do I really want to go back to – I had the idea before the game. And I was like, do I really want to go back to a losing locker room? What am I learning about the Bears? So mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I like Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator and former Dolphins head coach as a candidate, even though he's most likely not going to get the job because Tua and the Dolphins said yeah, he was a bad guy. I didn't like how dealing with him, so I don't think that would endear him to the Bears. But he has said publicly how much he's learned from coaching there and how much he learned working under Mike Tomlin about having fun. So I thought he'd be interesting. I talked to the defensive players who were very happy to talk about their guy, kind of joking with me that the Bears can't have him. But they you know, and I actually got some really interesting stuff about him. Like even like one guy, Blake Cashman, is a Minnesota native in his first year there. And he said like he said Flores is actually one of the most fun coaches he's ever had, which kind of speaks to that personal growth he claims to have had. So I did ask the players, though, you know, because everyone's going to say nice stuff about their coach, but in public at least. And I was like, you know, but, you know, the whole Tua thing, I'm like, why do you think it would be okay for Caleb? And I remember one of the guys saying, you know, I don't know Caleb that well, but he seems to be a guy that wants to be coached and wants to be great. And that's what Brian Flores is all about. He's about making people better. And he's like, I think Caleb would actually, his personality would probably fit with Flores. And I, just from dealing with Caleb and you know, a reporter subject level, I kind of agree. I actually don't think Caleb is this hothouse flower that needs to be managed. I think he wants a tough coach and he wants someone to push him. But I don't think it'll be Flores. I think they'll go offense. And so then I went to Detroit And that's an easy one, right? And it's a layup because Ben Johnson's like the lead candidate. And we spent most of the time talking about their trick play stumble bomb. And, you know, just what that creativity means and, you know, what kind of coach he is. And we kind of, that was a good one because I talked to Jahmyr Gibbs after he did his group interview. And I asked him a couple questions and he told me how during that game, you know, the Lions went into halftime with a 27-17 lead. And, you know, 27 points is enough to beat the Bears that game and most games. But he said Johnson was pissed because they had missed, they kicked two field goals. And they end up being 2-5 in the red zone for the second game against the Bears. So he said Johnson kind of laid into them at halftime, and he figured they were going to get it again during practice this week just because he's, you know, he's not after looking good. He's after winning. This is a team with their sights in the Super Bowl. So I do like to hear that side of Ben Johnson because you hear him as like this nerdy play caller, you know, with a math degree. But he's also supposedly, and I've heard this from a lot of people, is like a real red ass. You know, he's a guy constantly swearing at guys, and he wouldn't fit in George McCaskey's Hard Knocks edits. Let's just say that.
Well, the thing about that is, and you went right to the source of the problem, not just the McCaskeys and the Lucky Sperm Club owning the team, but they are so reluctant to have any kind of big personality. I'm convinced that somewhere along the way that Jim Harbaugh ideas, no, he's too big, we're uncomfortable with that, that anybody with a big personality who would give those hallways what they need, I'm not saying you have to be on edge, you have to be afraid of the coach, but I think the scars of Ditka last, they're into their fourth decade now. I don't know do you agree with that? Do you think there's some validity to it?
See, I never, you know, I wasn't around for the Dickey years like you guys were. But, yeah, I think there's some validity to it. I mean, I think there's some validity. It's not just the McCaskeys, you know, scared of that, which I do think is true. But I also think, like, does Ryan Poles want something? Ryan Poles doesn't have a big personality. Does he want a big personality coach? You know, even if he might say he does, he doesn't care. But, you know, does he, you know, he might not even know, right? And does Kevin Warren wants someone who's going to be bigger than him in the organization. I think that's, you know, a real question as well. I mean, Jim Harbaugh is such a layup. And you know, I wrote that last year. I mean, before I knew they were going to be able to draft Caleb, I was saying it'd be like Marvin Harrison Jr. and Jim Harbaugh would be like the perfect, you know, mix for them. Get like this, a big play receiver and this big coach, and he can mold Justin Fields. I mean, Harbaugh's not like a jerk. He's not Belichick. You know, he's like a personable, like goofy guy. Belichick, I mean, like I have had friends who worked for the Patriots, and they said like during the season, you don't talk to Belichick if you see him in the halls. Like he's not going to say hi to you. That's just how he is. And then after the season, he's perfectly like, you know, he's nice. He'll talk to you about anything. But during the season, he's one of those coaches. It's like Tibbs. You're not going to have like a heart to heart with them during the season. Just let those people be. And let them do their job. But, you know, people in Chicago are weird like that. That's, you know, they're the same thing with Tibbs. They wanted him out because they didn't like his personality. And they, you know, they haven't played too many Christmas Day games since. Let's say that.
Yeah. Well, they've had their Christmases and many of their postseasons cleared up. It's make your own dinner reservation. I'm talking with John Greenberg of The Athletic, senior columnist for The Athletic. And we're talking about the Bears here on Score. The Bears are 4-11, and so are the Panthers. So, did they win that trade? And what happens if they never? What happens if they never got David Tepper on the phone, and they ended up with that pick? And that would they have taken C.J. Stroud? They wouldn't have Caleb Williams. Would they have taken Will Anderson? Would they?
Right.
I don't know what would they have taken Paris Johnson Jr. and actually address the offensive line, which is the biggest failing from the offensive linemen who are in that personnel office, or Devin Weatherspoon, because Ryan Poles loves his cornerbacks. What happens if they never – I mean, we laugh at how he got taken and that how they just pantsed the Panthers. Well, they have the same record at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they still won the trade because they got all those picks. I mean, that's you know, it's up to the Bears to make that work. You know, so yes, they won the trade. But yes, you know, they haven't done anything. They haven't done enough with it yet. Now, remember, they also get the second rounder this year.
Yeah, but the Bears pick may be higher than this, the
which
Panthers.
Is great. Fine. You know, yeah, that's fine. Crazy. They're going to, but they, well, think about it. They have two, they have all these needs, and they're going to have three picks in what, the top 40 something?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's actually pretty, that's good. Now, what they do with it is another story, and that's been the Bears' problem. Like, I do, yes, they did win the trade. That was a ridiculous trade for the Panthers to make. I wonder. You know, it's probably not, it wouldn't be that difficult to figure out who the Bears would have probably taken because they have scouting, you know, reports. So, like, I haven't asked personally, but that would be interesting. I would guess they were more C.J. Stroud than Bryce, but I don't know. Listen, it's the Bears, so you always have to think they're going to do the wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good choice. We have all these scouting reports. Let's do the opposite of that.
Let's just take this guy.
I know we talked about the Bears a lot, and I've done that a lot this morning. Let me switch subjects because you've written about it, you've watched it, you've seen it, you've experienced it through different prisms. The Bears' reconciliation with Sammy Sosa. He apologized for nothing in particular. We don't know, nothing specific. And the Ricketts, Tom Ricketts accepted nothing in particular as fair trade for whatever to what I don't want to call it a shotgun marriage, but just a reunion of sorts. So what did you think of what happened and what's about to happen in the Cubs convention next month?
Well, okay, so Tom really painted himself into a corner by early on saying that Sammy needed to apologize. That's from years ago, which everyone was like, what the heck is he talking about? What does he need to apologize to him for? Like, does he have to apologize to baseball on behalf of Tom Ricketts of all people? I mean, it was kind of ridiculous, right? And everyone, even if you don't like Sammy, or even if, you know, you think he should be ostracized, I think we all kind of agreed that didn't make a lot of sense. And I think even, I don't know if Tom put that much thought into it at first. And I don't think I've always got the sense he never imagined this would become a big deal. And, you know, if the Cubs were still good, like, people wouldn't have been asking about it, even though we only ask about, like, once a year, just to make them look silly. And so that's why I think he took whatever. Listen, they had a deal years ago, maybe like 10 years ago, where he was going to come back in the fold, but they were going to make him do – remember they were going to make him do an interview with David Haw and David Kaplan because they had that show together. And then they flew to Miami with like a TV crew, and like then Sammy called it off. Which, frankly, I don't blame him. Like, why do we have to do an interview with these guys to like get in? It was very strange. But so that's been going on for a while. And like, as much as we like to rip Ricketts for it, I don't think Sammy's the easiest person to deal with in terms of this type of stuff. I don't think it was and his whoever his like emissaries are to like deal with this. You know, it's a strange situation, and I don't. To be fair, I don't think Tom Ricketts needed to spend a lot of energy and time on dealing with this. So I think as they got to this point where Sammy's like, I'm willing to just offer a generic apology. They're like, great, let's get this done with. Let's get this over with. And like I've said before, this is for the fans. This isn't for like his teammates who didn't like him or the Cubs Hall of Famers who feel offended by his steroid usage or the Ricketts family who think he's, you know, annoying or whatever. This is for the fans, and like that's what sports are for. It's not to make, you know, Tom Ricketts or Crane Kenny happy. It's, or you know, whoever else. It's for the fans to enjoy it. And fans, the kind of people that go to Cubs convention aren't going to be like, you know, they scream their head off at like Terry Mulholland. You know, they see Mike Fontenot and they faint. Mm-hmm. So like these people are going to go.
Augie Ojeda.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, is that Ted Lilly? you know, and so then. The best moment, I think, is going to be when they have him at a game just to throw out the first pitch, right? When they announce him, and he's going to walk out there, and he's going to soak in all the cheers. That's what he was about as a player. You know, he fed off that, the adulation. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a fun moment. And, like, you know, he's going to get into the Cubs' little hallway of fame, which is the worst hall of fame in, like, ever.
The hallway of fame.
Like, have you ever seen – I mean, the hallway of fame. It's have you ever gone down that hallway?
Yeah. All right.
It's like, you know –
it's dripping with history, John.
You know what it reminds me of, Steve? And you'll know this from your days in L.A. Maybe it was there in L.A. So first time I went to L.A., I was in college. I was visiting a friend. She got a book of like fun, offbeat stuff to do in L.A. for me. And I flipped through it on the way from the airport. And I saw there's a Jewish Sports Hall of Fame. And I was like, oh, can we go to this?
Drive through.
Like, sure. Sure. And it was on
Fairfax. Picture of Sandy Koufax.
Right. So it's on Fairfax and we walk in. It turns out it's like the Jewish community center, like a big Jewish community center. And we're like looking for it. We can't find it. And it was just like some plaques in like a room, and they'd use the room for like a Hanukkah party for the little kids. So there's like, you couldn't even see the plaques because there's a big chalkboard that says Happy Hanukkah on it. And there's like, you know, a few like trophies here and there. It was the worst thing ever. And my friend wrote like, John is a tool, and made me pose in front of the chalkboard. I wish we had camera phones back then, because yeah. I would still have it. But it was like the most unimpressive thing ever. And that's kind of what the Cubs Hallway of Fame is. And funny enough, I did last year when they had Aramis and Kerry Wood in, they made like a little like trophy room where like the cell phone store used to be out in the Gallagher Way. And they were like, yeah, it's great to put all our memorabilia there. You don't really have a place for it. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have a place for it? You guys own everything around here. Like, make a place for it.
Yeah. Your place.
They're like, well, that doesn't make money.
No, that's it. Follow the money. Number one rule in life. So I don't think he's going to throw out the first pitch. I think he's going to run out to right field and is going to overthrow the first cutoff man. And that will be Sammy's return. But
That is such a good idea, Steve.
Yeah.
I hope they're listening to you. I doubt that anyone's listening to us.
I doubt that too. I made a career out of it.
That would be hilarious. And the fans would lose their minds if he ran out to right field and threw
it. Yeah, ran out there. Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right, John. Good luck and good latkes. I appreciate you taking time with me this morning.
Hey, as a Jewish sports writer in Chicago, it's my duty to be on here on Christmas.
Yes.
So I appreciate you giving us all a venue and letting everyone else sleep in.
It's like Darlene Love sings, it's Christmas time for the Jews. It's a special thing. We'll bring that to you later on. Thanks, John. Have a good day. Good holidays. All right, John Greenberg, senior columnist for The Athletic, was as an editor at the Athletic. And I love it. He just goes into the opposing locker room after they kick the crap out of the Bears and talks to the players about the latest candidate for coach. It's excellent. So I take a break, and I want you to know I'll be here till 11:30. That's your penance. But your payoff is this. Later today, it's the NFL Christmas Day doubleheader. Chiefs at Steelers, followed by Ravens at Texans. Doubleheader coverage begins at 11:30 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. And, you know, I just mentioned it. So we'll do that. We've done Christmas songs. We'll do more. We have a Hanukkah song. We have Darlene Love. We'll come back. Darlene Love, Christmas time for the Jews. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Festivus for the rest of us. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
That's your dream? Okay. Well, you might have a better chance of getting a pony at Christmas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Wow. Brad Biggs.
So here you go. Here's the way you win the battle of presents. You tell that three-year-old, I want to get you a pony for Christmas, but mom killed it and ate it. That's a sign of a happy family, a very close relationship. Oh my God, that's horrible. But you can use that. All right. It's also Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. It's also Hanukkah tonight. I know my otter is going to be making latkes from scratch. She's going to grate the taters and the onions and do all that, and we'll all feel like oil. And there you go. Speaking of which, the story of oil is the story of Hanukkah. Dodger Boy here texts, Happy Hanukkah, Rosie. May your one day's worth of dubage last for 8 days. Now there's the guy, ties together Hanukkah and the Wake and Bake Club. Very well done, Dodger Boy. And here, again, it's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, same day, same night. And here's Darling Love with one of our favorites, Christmas Time for the Jews.
Well, it happens every year on Christmas Eve. All the happy Christian people take their leave. Yeah, the streets are deserted and that's big news. It's Christmas time for the Jews. Yeah, the holiday party's gone about 60 years.
That's Darling Love, Christmas Time for the Jews from Saturday Night Live. She is such a force, a wonderful voice. And I urge you, if you can find the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, it's a difference between her and Diana Ross. It's just, she is magnificent, but it's a documentary about those, basically the guys who can pitch the eighth inning and can't pitch the ninth. And guys who get to be in the ninth inning and welcome that pressure and that star, that spotlight. Speaking of spotlight, here comes Hub Arkush. We're going to take a break,
And we'll talk more Bears football and Bears coaching search and Bears quarterbacking with Hub. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.